USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump met with FBI Director Christopher Wray and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to discuss whether an FBI informant was infiltrating the Trump campaign back in 2016 for political gain. Vice President Mike Pence discussed this on Fox News earlier today.
The president, I think, is grateful that the Department of Justice is going to have the inspector general look into it and determine and ensure that there was no surveillance done for political purposes against our campaign. I think it would be very troubling to millions of Americans if that took place.
An Oregon teen was ordered to pay $36 million in restitution after he admitted to starting a wildfire last year. The court did acknowledge that they know the teen does not have $36 million sitting around in his bank account, so they're allowing him the opportunity to set up a payment plan. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Senator Rand Paul is causing quite a ruckus these days. First, he came out and voted against President Trump's nominee for the next CIA, Gina Haspel. Now, she was confirmed anyways. And Senator Paul has some strong words for one of his colleagues in the Senate, Lindsey Graham.
You know, I think Lindsey Graham's not really a conservative. I would call him a big government Republican. To him, feeding the military-industrial complex is his priority. It really isn't balancing the budget. But most Republicans, like Lindsey Graham, say they are for a balanced budget amendment. The amendment they have voted for says we would balance in 5 years. So I think there's a bit of hypocrisy in that they say, oh, yes, I'm for the balanced budget amendment, and they vote for it. But then when it comes to actually voting for a budget that balances in 5 years, they won't do it.
In a tweet today, Netflix said it has reached a deal with Barack and Michelle Obama to produce material for the streaming company. The Obamas will produce films and series for the service. And finally, your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up right around 300 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A federal district court judge has dismissed a case filed by a former Fox News anchor, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
That judge rejecting wiretapping claims from Andrea Tenteros. She had premised her allegations on malware being placed on her computer, attempts to wipe her BlackBerry device, and the surreptitious recording of women in the wardrobe department of that cable news network. Tenteros alleging the surveillance by the cable news channel occurred after its top executive sexually harassed her. In his ruling, the judge said that Tenteros' complaint was based primarily on speculation and conjecture. Daniels held that Tenteros had not shown that her computer was actually hacked, only that Fox News had the capability to monitor her computer. She also failed, the judge said, to show that Roger Ailes, the late former CEO of the network, had actually monitored her while she was changing clothes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some of the first funerals are starting to take place this week in Santa Fe, Texas, for the victims of the school shooting that took place last week. Rome Schubert was shot, but he survived.
I got about 100, 200 feet away from the hour room, and I saw some blood on me. No idea I had even been shot. Somebody came up behind me and said, "You've been shot," and I thought it was somebody else's blood.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1881 when the American Red Cross was founded. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.